Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Show. That is right. It is good Black Friday to you. And I know that we have got some shoppers out there. We've got some callers on the line hanging with us. We sure do appreciate y'all calling in and hanging out. Also want to welcome in our Making 8 Maniacs right here into our chat room today. Want to remind you that if you're joining us here for the first time, you can always scroll on down. Make sure you sign on with Blog Talk. Doesn't cost you a thing. Just sign up, register a screen name, and you can jump on here with us and join in the conversation. We would love to have you. That is for sure. Let's talk a little turkey today. No, actually, we can't talk turkey today because I am stuffed. I don't think I could even look at another turkey. We loaded up yesterday, and hopefully you guys did as well. But we do have some big news for you right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're going to debut it today. We're going to talk some PBR. We're going to talk some PRCA action. Of course, we're going to take your call, 646-915-9940. You want to jump on here and say a big old shout-out, say howdy to us, we'd love to have you on board. Make sure you push 1 on your phone so we know that you want to talk to us. If not, we're just going to have to slide on by you and let you tune in. Got to tell you, we have got to send some prayers out to some of our Making 8 Maniacs. Miss Donna, her son-in-law, actually just departed today for Afghanistan, and she is on the road traveling with her family back to Texas. We want to wish her the best and her safe travels, and as well as the rest of you Making 8 Maniacs out there. If you guys are on the road tuning in to us, we sure do appreciate you, and, you know, want to wish you all the best in your safe travels out there. So, let's go ahead and get down to it. We're going to start things off with a break. Now, this first break is actually brought to you by the Making 8 Maniacs. You guys are the supporters of Making 8, and you guys are the ones that make this happen. So today's show is dedicated to you, all right? We're going to take the first break here, Rodeo fans. Now, I saw this morning on Twitter something about a little bit of some good tunes coming in, and I believe we kind of influenced some of our Making 8 Maniacs out there. So let's go ahead and put you to it. We'll get it in your head all day long. Let's start things off on a fantastic Friday right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with a little bit of Convoy. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
'Cause we got little time, we're
back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here is the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Sorry, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on here. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Buddy, we're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tails. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Time to rip off the knob and get high to hump, who's in the horns. We're bringing it to you right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Want to welcome in all of our first-time listeners. If you're checking us out here for the first time, we sure do appreciate you. And we're having a good time. That song right there, Convoy, had to go out to all of our Making Eight Maniacs this morning. I happened to mention there, you know, posted a comment about 10-4, and somebody said that reminded them of Convoy. So we brought it to you right here on Making Eight. That's right. It's all about you fans, and we're going to bring it to you. So y'all put that in my head. I had to go get it for you, and we sure are glad we did. Hopefully y'all enjoyed it. So let's get down to some action here. Did anybody get the updates from PBR Australia? Live round one was this morning, and it was this morning because they are a little bit ahead of us. So actually, they're a lot ahead of us. But we got some good notes there from it, you know, and I got to thank Miss Barbara for that. She helped us out, kind of sent us some links and let us know what was going on there overnight. So we were able to sit back and catch a couple hours of these, but not many. And I'll tell you why here a little bit later on in our show. We are working double time here these next couple days. We have got a lot planned and we have got a lot to do. So we're going to let you know about it here shortly. How about the 2010 Bullfighter of the Year for PBR Australia, Brandon Allen? I want to say congratulations to him and best of luck this year. You know, from what I understand, you know, and of course not being able to see the footage of PBR Australia makes it a little hard, but we have gotten some great words that he has done a fantastic job this year. And we've got some pretty good resources over there, you know, with some of our buddies over here, Brendan Clark and a bunch of these guys that are actually over there riding right now. Speaking of Brendan Clark, round one, He scores an 85 on his first bull. Now, I've got a little bit of an issue with Brendan, though. How could this guy come out in the short round and get bucked off a bull that they call Bambi's Blood? I mean, anything with the name Bambi in it is not a good thing, really. I mean, you know, he has to come home and tell everybody that he got bucked off Bambi. So we got to give him a hard time when he gets back on his shows here, which should be this next week, hopefully. I believe he's going to do a Wednesday broadcast. So, it's just something that stuck out. I said, how can this guy come out and get bucked off a bull that has the name Bambi in it? I don't know. But you know what? I want to wish him the best of luck for round two tonight. He does go in to today's round with an 85 score, so that does help him out a little bit. But how about Ben Jones? I wish we could have had it on video because I love to see the Ben Jones dance. I know you Making Eight Maniacs out there do as well. He's one of the best, and we love seeing the Ben Jones dance out there. He knows how to tear it up. We sure appreciate it and know he has a good time with it. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, he actually went 88 points on Walking Tall and scored 86.5 on Tough Hombre. So that gives him, I believe that puts him in the lead going into today's round. Unfortunately, we had some bad luck. Luke Snyder got bucked off. McKinnon Wimberly got bucked off. Ryan McConnell got bucked off. But, hey, it's, you know, tonight's a new night, and these guys are going to have to put it past them and just, you know, it's a whole other day for them. So we look to see those guys get back out there. And make sure to stay tuned to your Twitter, your Facebook on PBR Australia. And they will be posting the results as they come in, I believe. So hopefully we'll be able to get more to you on our Back on the Ranch show on Sunday. Let's see. What else we got? That's really all I got from the PBR Australia round one. I got to tell you, I was actually trying to sleep. But once again, thank you to Miss Barbara for jumping in there and giving us the information as it was coming in. We sure do appreciate it. Could not have done it without you. We got some big news coming up here, rodeo fans. Want to slide down and take one quick short break, and when we come back, we're going to have some more things in store for you. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com, and that's right, it is Friday. So how about we kick it up and turn it on and get a little loose here on a Friday afternoon.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning, hey-ho. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the work and blues and let the good times.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here today. And, you know, we're kind of still hanging in the limbo here. We've got some guys that said that they would like to call into the show. Not sure if they're out there or if they're going to be able to. Keeping our fingers crossed, we'll get them on the line here before too long. And if you're tuning into us here for the first time and you're listening live on Making 8, you're calling into the show, we sure do appreciate you. Make sure that if you want to talk with us that you push 1 on your phone. If not, don't worry about a thing. And you're connected and you can sit back and tune in. We do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Wow, do we have a lot of our Making 8 Maniacs over here in the chat room. And we do want to welcome in all of our newcomers. If you're joining us here for the first time, we sure do appreciate you. Make sure to tell some friends about us. Keep posting on your Twitter, on your Facebook. Let's get the word out here about Making8.com and what we're doing. It's the off season right now for the PBR. They do have the PBR Australia Finals going on right now, so want to make sure y'all can get a grip on that. And we're going to try to bring every bit of it that we can to you. So we've got an announcement to make. You know, I was going to try to hold off just a little bit, but I'm so excited that I can't. Now, most of you guys have probably already seen just a little bit. So here we go. We're going to let you know what the big news is right here, right now.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
That is right. There you go, Making 8 Maniacs. We are going to Las Vegas, and we're taking you with us. No doubt about it, we are going to be there. Now, I will tell you that we are still a few dollars short. We have gotten some donations that have come in to help us out from our Making 8 Maniacs, and we want to thank each and every one of you for that. Help and support us. Because this show is for you. These 10 days are for you. And we are going to bring you as much excitement as we possibly can right here on Making8.com. So we're going to let you know kind of what's going on, who's doing what, okay? You guys are going to have to stay tuned to Making 8. And, you know, we're going to post, we're going to dedicate a page. We're going to design a page. You'll see it tonight as it starts to go up. We're going to have all the information that you need on one link, one page right there on Making8.com. You just click on the homepage. You will not miss it when you see it there on our homepage. So get on over and check it out. Make sure that you get over and follow all the information that we have. We're going to let you know where we're going to be, who's going to be on our show, what days, what the times are that we're broadcasting, and how many we're going to bring you. We're going to bring you over 20 video feeds from out there in Vegas. So you guys are going to be able to tune in and check them out. We're going to have some great times, okay? Now, this is all because of two very special sponsors, not just the Making 8 Maniacs. Now, you guys have all been a huge part of this, and we definitely thank you for it. But two in particular sponsors stepped out and said, we want to see you guys in Vegas. We want to see what you can bring us. And I have got to thank them. Our first one, Miss Kat Johnson. That's right. If you guys are into some hot and steamy cowboy romance and a whole lot more, make sure to go check out KatJohnson.net. We're going to have her links posted up. You guys can get over there. I can already tell you that she has got one loyal customer in my wife. Just catching some of the highlights and some of the previews, she's hooked. So, Miss Kat Johnson, I want to personally thank you very much for what you've done, and we sure do appreciate you. We're gonna represent you proudly out there in Las Vegas. Our next one, Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. That's right. You guys know her as PBR Cowgirl. She's in the chat room right now, and she is our other sponsor that we're taking to Vegas with us. We cannot thank you guys enough. They do not have a website up yet, but they are in the works for it. But I can tell you that they've got a Facebook page, and we're going to have that link posted up on MakingAid.com. So make sure to get over and like them on your Facebook if you have it. Keep in tune with them. And I actually saw that this morning, Ms. PBR Cowgirl. You are going to have to do some work on that because we do not have an update on that since, like, July, I believe. So we're going to have to get you out there and get you more involved with that one. But we sure do appreciate it. Make sure to go check out Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. And if you are in the Kentucky area, make sure to go check them out. I got to thank all of the Making 8 Maniacs. You guys have poured in. You know, and are doing such a fantastic job sending us donations. And, you know, personally, I get a little bothered by taking donations from you fans. But I will tell you this. We feel like when we go to Vegas that we are working for you. So we are going to put that money to good use and make you proud to be supporting Making 8 throughout the whole process. So really, we have got to thank each and every one of you Making 8 Maniacs out there. Without you guys, we would not be able to do what we're doing. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned. Like I said, you will see the link for the Vegas. It's going to be outside the Thomas and Mack. Making 8 Live will be broadcasting over 20 live events. We will also have lunch hour rodeo shows Monday through Friday. We will not have a Back on the Ranch show Sunday because I believe it's going to conflict with what we have going on over there with the live video feeds. So there will be no Back on the Ranch next Sunday. We will have one this Sunday, but we will not have one next Sunday. So we also will not have a lunch hour rodeo show Wednesday or Thursday of this week. But Thursday we will start our live video feeds, and they're going to be starting at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock. Yeah, I got to make sure I get this right. 1 o'clock Eastern or 1 o'clock Pacific time. So that's going to be 4 o'clock Eastern time. So from 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, you guys will be able to tune in and get a glimpse of what's going on outside the arena in Las Vegas. And yeah, you're right, Nikki. I see they're posting there your comment about the lunch hour rodeo show is going to be going from the NFR. We are going to have a great time. We have a lot of special guests lined up already. We're booking more each day. So we are going to be action-packed. Now, I will tell you, too, Making 8 Maniacs, we are also taking requests. If there's particular places that you know of in Vegas that you want to see us broadcasting from, whether it be outside an area, heck, we'll even go to the Hoover Dam and do a broadcast from that area. So if you guys are interested and you guys want us to be out there, we will go. This show is for you. These 10 days are for you. And like I said, we've got to thank Ms. Kat Johnson as well as Taylor Trucking and Auto Repair. Thank you, PBR Cowgirl. Thank you, Kat Johnson, for giving us the opportunity to represent you so well in Las Vegas. And we are going to carry your name proudly as well as the rest of the Making 8 Maniacs. Make no mistake, we are going to have a lot of fun, and we are going to be so involved with you guys that, you know, you guys are all going to be a part of it as well. Yes, I'm seeing some of the comments coming in there. If you guys miss some of the live broadcasts, you will be able to catch the replays. They will all be archived, and we will have everything linked up, so you will be able to go back and see them later on. So don't miss out. Now, I will tell you, our lunch hour rodeo shows that we're doing, our live video feeds, all are going to have interactive chat. So you guys are going to be able to get out there and be a part of this. And ask questions. We're going to have guests lined up. You know, you'll be able to talk with them. You know, so definitely make sure that you guys get a grip with this. You know, this is for you. That is the reason why we're going out to Vegas. We want to bring you all the excitement from outside the Thomas and Mack during the NFR. Now, obviously, you're going to be able to go to ESPN, ESPN Classics, and watch the rounds. But, you know, a lot of you fans don't really have the opportunity to see what goes on outside the Thomas and Mack. So, you know, most definitely, you guys will be a part of that. Seeing some of the comments coming in asking how much we still need, we have gotten over $150 in donations. So we're still, I guess, about $600, $650 short for getting us there. Now, where tickets and everything are paid for, it's just a matter of what we're going to eat on. I've, you know, obviously we've got to try to get a rental car and things like that, so we're trying to still raise funds for that. We sure do appreciate everybody's support. Thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. My family, you know, the rest of the Making 8 Maniacs sure do appreciate what you guys are doing for us right here on Making8.com. This is special. This is something that we have never seen before, is you, the fans, really getting a grip on what we're doing. And we do appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you guys once again. I cannot thank you enough. And we're going to, like I said, we are going to work for you. Your donations are going for a good cause, and we are going to make sure that you guys have the opportunity to see so much of Vegas that you're going to feel like you're there. With being able to get in and chat with us live during our broadcast, things like that, we're going to make you feel like you are part of the experience going on in Las Vegas. We're going to give you different scenery. It's not going to just be from one studio. So we are going to have a blast. You guys are going to have to stay tuned to us as we get a grip on Las Vegas during the NFR. Not going to want to miss it there, Making 8 Maniacs, for sure. Man, I am just going on. I'm so excited about this. You know, it's just a great opportunity. And I do notice that we have actually over 17 viewers in our chat room right now. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. That's the big news. I know that the cat's kind of been let out of the bag. We've been throwing things out there. We've got a lot of guys that are anxious to be a part of Making 8 and a live video broadcast for you fans while we're out there. So, you know, we've gotten guys giving us comments, hey, you going out there to Vegas? And, of course, we've had to slip up, tell them, yeah, you know. But, you know, it is official. We are going to be there. We might be eating cheese and crackers the whole time, but we will be there in Vegas. I promise you that. So you guys, if you're interested in making donations, if you have a PayPal account set up, you can go over to the Making 8 contact page. We've got a link set up there. We will also have one on our Vegas page where you can go in and make donations. And you can make those at any time, either now, beforehand. We don't want to make a strain. Obviously, the Christmas season is now up. You know, it's upon us. We're getting close. So we don't want to put a strain on you guys, but anything that you guys have to offer is certainly helpful, and we sure do appreciate it, really, from the bottom of our hearts. What else do we got going on here? Still waiting on to see if we can't get a grip on some of our special guests calling in our show today. We've still got about 30 minutes left, so we'll see if we can't get a grip with some of those guys. Oh, Cowboy Dave. See him in the chat room, PBR, get tough. How about it, man? We have got a contest going. Now, Cowboy Dave is the one putting this deal on, so you guys have got to thank him for this. He's just using us to help promote it. But I will tell you this right now. Cowboy Dave has got a grip on a great little contest. How would you fans like to have a PBR superstar at your house for Christmas? Well, Cowboy Dave can bring it to you. Not the real one, though. We don't have that kind of pull here at Making 8 or at PBR Get Tough. But you can get a cutout of one of your PBR superstars. Dave has a list of which ones that we can get, and you're more than welcome to jump on. Make sure to email your name and address to PBRChristmas@PBRBuiltForTough.com, and we will be happy to – we're going to randomly select three names next Tuesday, and that's going to be our last episode before we hop on a plane and head to Vegas. So you guys will have that to look forward to as well. Make sure you guys get a grip with us this week. We got our Back on the Ranch show. We've got a lot of things going on. Now, I did tell you that we would have some special guests coming in with us today, and I believe we might have one on board right about now. Hold on.
Backwoods boy, grew up on a dirt road. I'm a backwoods boy with no better place to go. Waiting on a deer, wishing on a star. I'll always be true to my heart. 'Cause I'm a backwoods boy. I'm a backwoods boy.
All right. Now, for some of you that recognize that song, you know exactly who I'm talking about. This guy cannot get enough of you Making 8 Maniacs. We're talking about PBR superstar and hunting legend now, Austin Meyer. So, Austin, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show once again, buddy.
Hey, thanks a bunch, man. Glad to be back on, and glad to be headed back towards the house, too.
I hear you, man. I hear it's a little bit warmer than minus 25 degrees like you had yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. Yesterday morning, there in Emigrant, Montana at Dome Mountain Ranch, it was negative 25 degrees with the wind chill figured in, 15 to 30 mile an hour wind gust, and 25 inches of snow at the base.
Oh, man. So that's how much snow you guys had up there, was about 25 inches?
Yeah, that's at the base, not counting, you know, like your drifts and stuff. We trudged through knee-deep to waist-deep snow. We figured in a day and a half, we walked 14 miles.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That's some walking right there, man. I would have had to take that old six-shooter Ford truck of yours out there and see what we could do in 25 inches.
I guarantee you. We had fun, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Give me some tire heaters and see if we can melt some of that snow down.
No doubt, man. Well, speaking of that six-shooter Ford truck of yours, I looked like, and we saw the pictures last night, man, it looks like that thing's loaded down.
It is. It is loaded down. We had a great couple days there with JV at Dome Mountain. Opening morning, Dustin shot his bull, and then that evening I shot mine. Heck, it was a great hunt. I mean, you know, what more can you ask for? Go up there, and the first day you're there, tag out. It was sure phenomenal. I mean, they had a bunch of elk. That evening that I shot mine, we watched over 300 head of elk feed down the mountain, headed to a big hay meadow. And it was pretty phenomenal to see that many elk and, you know, just be in those conditions. It was unlike anything I've seen before as far as, you know, being from southeast Oklahoma and hunting whitetails. You know, it was a new experience, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt, man. Now, you guys also had a crew with you, didn't you? Did you guys have,
yes,
like, a camera crew or something? Okay.
Yep, we had a camera crew. Dustin and I each had our own cameraman because we shot it for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and Team Elk. So that show will be getting aired this coming year sometime. So whenever I find out for sure what the dates are, that I'll be posting it on Twitter for everybody to watch. And, you know, I'll keep you updated on whenever my shows are on, whether it's with the Bloodline crew on the Pursuit channel or whether it's with Team Elk and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation on the Outdoor channel. I'll be letting people know when it's going to be on.
Yes, sir. Right on, man. Now, we've got some comments coming in the chat room right now. I got some folks in here asking, what kind of recipes do you have for elk?
For elk, you know, basically, like for me, my goal in the back, I'm going to get it cut into steaks, hamburger, and stew meat. Basically, it's a lot like beef other than, you know, I didn't have to worry about fattening it or have to worry about going to Walmart or wherever you get your steaks at and buy steaks. I got my own steaks, so I'll cook them up a lot like steaks, you know, but like if it's venison, deer meat, yeah, I take my round steaks and I'll take a big onion, cut it into strips and put a strip of onion around, a strip of bacon around, a little cayenne, a little clove, put it on the grill, cook it medium, medium rare, call it good. You know, elk, you cook it a lot like you would a regular beefsteak.
Right. Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, we just got loaded up on turkey yesterday and you're making me hungry already.
Yeah, definitely. We got, Dustin and I got out of there before Thanksgiving dinner last night, but we ended up, I'm at North Platte right now, headed on down to Oklahoma, but we would have, I'd probably done almost been home by now. We left Emigrant, which is basically 40 miles south of Livingston, Montana, and when Dustin and I got to Livingston, we got stuck there for 3 hours because they closed the highway on us because of the winds and stuff. But we found a back way around to get on the highway, and we got headed out. But last night driving in, we drove to Cheyenne, and we had to fight 55 to 60 mile an hour crosswinds the whole way going. But, you know, we drove safe and teamed up and made her good, and he went on to his house, and I slept there in Cheyenne and headed on today.
Right on. Yeah, we were kind of watching up on your post there, man, and, man, I know it had to have been brutal up there, but we know that old new truck of yours, man, seemed to be handling pretty well.
It did. I was really impressed with the way my truck handled. You know, Dunn Ford there in Stigler, Oklahoma, they did a good job on finding me this truck, making sure it was the one I wanted, and then Advantage Custom Truck did a great job putting the lift on it and putting it together right where it handles good, you know, whether it's deep snow like that or wind or anything. I mean, you know, shoot, you add all that together with a good set of Cooper tires and some ATX wheels, you can get in and out of wherever, about wherever you want to get.
Yes, sir, man. Well, I'll tell you what, it looks sharp, man. We love seeing the pictures of it. And, you know, thanks, you know, from all the Making 8 Maniacs out here that are, you know, been able to follow you on Twitter and see your pictures posted. Man, you really took some nice ones out there, and we sure do appreciate it.
It was a fun hunt, and I dang sure wouldn't want to have to do that for a guiding job out there in those conditions. Which they did say that was a little unusual for that time of year. They said that's the first time in 12 years they've had a storm like that come through this early. But it made the hunting good, and allowed us to get in and get out of there with our tags filled. And, you know, shoot, I'll get back home tonight after I drop these elk off at the taxidermist and my meat guy, and be ready to start hunting some whitetails in the morning.
Oh, man, no doubt. Well, there's no rest for the weary, buddy. There's no taking a break when you got a chance to get out there and do some hunting. So that's cool, man. Wish you the best of luck. Now, I got to ask you something. In the one picture you have of your elk, was that your wife with you?
No, that was my guide, Dan. He's just a great, great hand up there that, you know, for a skinny guy, you know, I guess maybe being really, really skinny is an advantage because you just kind of cut right through the snow. But no, that was Dan. He was a man. Hats off on the amount of work them guys do up there, because I know it's a job that I wouldn't want to have to do. You know, I don't mind going up there and hunting in it, but I wouldn't want to have a job in it.
Yeah, oh, that's for sure. Well, I apologize to Dan out there. Actually thinking it was, you know, we couldn't hardly tell, man, that, you know, you guys were so bundled up, you know, but I was going to try to give you a hard time on it.
Yeah, it was bad enough. Like, I left my phone the first day, or that first morning, I had my phone on one of my outer layers, and when I got back for lunch, my phone was dead. It was so cold, it zapped my battery like that. And then so for the evening hunt, I left it deep in one of my inner layers, and I pulled it out to get pictures, and I got two pictures off, and it killed it. It was that cold that it affects the phone batteries like that.
Wow. Golly. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't envy you, man, but I sure do appreciate the pictures you sent. Now, how did Dustin, did he actually drive out there as well?
Yeah, he drove out there from North Platte. I got in Tuesday afternoon, basically, and he got in Tuesday evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, he's hauling his elk back as well then, right?
Well, he had his meat done there because he doesn't have enough time to get the meat processed and get it back before he has to leave to go to Vegas for the NFR. So they're doing his meat processing back there, and then I've got his elk in the back of my truck also. That I'm taking down to my taxidermist. He's going to do the work on Dustin and mine elk. And then at Tulsa, they'll be done by Tulsa, and I'll haul it up over there to Tulsa, and he'll pick it up there and take it back home with him.
All right. Oh, man, why aren't you coming out to Vegas with us?
Oh, man, got hunting to do.
Oh, I'm telling you. You know what? Bring some of that elk out with you. I don't know if you saw my comment yesterday, but I said, shoot, we'll fire up a smoker somewhere out there, man.
You're dang right. You're dang right. No, shoot, man, the Backwoods boys, we hunt to live and live to hunt.
Yeah,
that's the way we do when we ain't you know, on the road somewhere riding bulls, or my partner, he's an electrician. We're in the woods hunting and spending time with our wives, and even our wives go out with us and film for us some, and do some hunting too. So, you know, it's a good family thing, and it allows us guys to do something we love without without making too many enemies there at the home front.
Yes, sir. I do understand that. And you know what? It takes a special woman to be able to get out there and sit in those woods with you, you know. I mean, of course, you always think back to Jeff Foxworthy and him taking his wife hunting. And
yeah.
It's pretty funny. Now, did you see any posts about PBR Australia?
Yes. Yes, I have been able to keep up with it when I wasn't, you know, out on the mountain. I check my Twitter all the time, and I have been able to read some of the posts about PBR Australia.
What do you think now? Are you going to give Brendan a hard time for getting bucked off of a bull that they call Bambi?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
He got bucked off a bull. Now, granted, the bull's name is Bambi's Blood, but anything that has the word Bambi in it and you get bucked off, I mean, come on, really? You know, I just found that to be kind of entertaining, and I said, I'm going to have to sure as heck give him a hard time about that. We'll make sure all the Making Eight Maniacs send him posts and ask him that, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I hate giving a guy a hard time about bucking off, especially a guy as talented as Brendan and the things he's done in his career and will do in his career. But I know he would give me a hard time, too, so I might have to throw something in there on him. You know, I won't make it too rough because I know he's getting older. You know, might hurt his feelings to the point of a heart attack or, you know, just die of brokenheartedness. But I'm going to have to throw something in there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it, man. I love it. You know, just that whole deal that goes on between bull riders, you know, you always give each other a hard time. But, you know, when it comes down to it, we wish him well. And he actually scored 85 in the first round. It was a short go bull that they had, you know, that the name was Bambi. But, yeah, so he still comes in around two tonight with a score 85. We're definitely wishing him the best of luck out there.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe his first bull must not have had such a soft name. He might have underestimated old Bambi there or something. You never know.
That's probably what it was, man. That's probably what it was. We'll ask to find out. I know he's got a show coming up when he gets back from Australia, so I'm sure the fans out there are definitely asking that question. But hey, listen, Austin, I know you got to get on down the road, man. We sure do appreciate you taking time out again this week to talk with us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. The fans absolutely love it, and they thank you for it, man. They want to wish you the best of luck in your hunting when you get back home. Go tag you a whitetail, man. I'm sure it's not going to be as big as that elk you got, but I know it'll sure be good in that freezer.
Yeah, definitely. Heck, just appreciate you having me on, and hope the fans love what I'm doing, and I'll definitely keep everybody updated on how the whitetail hunting's going once I get back to the house.
Most definitely, man. Let us know. We'll be out in Vegas starting Wednesday, man, for 10 days, so come on out. Bring a little bit of that with you. We'll break out a smoker.
There you go. All right, well, we'll see y'all, and shoot, y'all keep keeping on.
All right, buddy. Drive safe, and have a blessed one.
Thank you.
All right, they're Making Eight Maniacs. There you go. Austin Meyer, tell you what, that guy's a hand, not just riding bulls, but he knows how to handle himself a gun as well. Took it up there to Montana and brought himself a nice little trophy bull back with him. And tell you what, if you guys are not following that guy on Twitter, make sure you get over and follow him. Well, I think it's going to bring us in. We got about 15 minutes left in our show. Going to take another short break. And, of course, we got to play the Backwoods Boys. This one definitely goes out to Austin as he hits on the road down there. Safe travels, amigo, and best of luck to you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk some more bull riding and rodeo right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on MakingEight.com.
Wiped off my 243 and fired up my dog. 10-point buck with 11-inch time jib. Settled in, hiding from the wind, waiting on the sun. You might end up being my sucker if you get in the way of my gun.
Make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making 8. Want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And, of course, it's always a pleasure to have somebody like Austin Meyer on board with us. Really a lot of fun to talk about his hunting trip. You know, we've all been kind of following him along this week. Of course, he joined us on our show Monday as he was headed north to Montana. And then he turns around and calls us on his way back home. So appreciate you, Austin. Great time with you. And always look forward to having you on our show again. Got to talk about those backwoods boys, man. I tell you, they know how to get it done. And, yeah, it's one thing. I mean, shoot, you know, I wouldn't expect them to go up there their first day and both get tags, you know. But, hey, how about it? That's how the backwoods boys do it. And I guess Dustin Elliott's part of that team now. So congratulations to both of them for their hunts. And, of course, you know as well as I do, we all look forward to seeing them in New York come January. They'll be back at it. These guys are fired up and ready to go. Let's see. I'm kind of checking out the comments coming in. Now, I will tell you this. I know there was a comment earlier today, cheese grits. Do y'all not know what cheese grits are? That has got to be one of my all-time favorite portions of my meal. I got to have it on Thanksgiving, on Christmas, and on Easter. If you guys don't know what cheese grits are, you better make sure you get a hold of somebody from the South and try to get you some good cheese grits, because I'll tell you what, they are good. And I had my share yesterday. As a matter of fact, that's the only thing that's not left over from our dinner yesterday. So make sure to go check out some cheese grits. Now, don't pass up that opportunity. Go get you some of those. They are good. Back to it, man. We got, of course, we got the big news today. Not only do we have Austin Meyer join us on the show, but Bacon 8 is hitting the road and heading to Vegas. So, like I said, here's the schedule so far. Sunday night, we will have our Back on the Ranch show. Monday and Tuesday, we will have our lunch hour rodeo shows. Wednesday and Thursday's lunch hour rodeo shows are canceled, okay? Just because we're going to be in flight and we're going to be trying to get over there to Vegas and get set up. But Thursday, starting Thursday next week, that's less than a week away, Making Eight Maniacs, we will be shooting our first live video footage from Las Vegas. So you guys have that to look forward to all week long. And, of course, we're going to keep you updated. As a matter of fact, I think our first show, we're not sure who we're going to have for our guest just yet. I will tell you that we are booking up some slots. We are going to have a full week ahead of us, or 10 days. We look to be at the Bucking Ball and covering Justin McBride out there. Those are going to be the nightlife. It's going to be held late at night. And I would tell you this. There may be a little parental discretion that we're going to advise you on. Not sure, but it's going to be held kind of at a bar. It's an after-party type thing. So you might want to let the younger one stay at home just to give you a warning about it, okay? Not real sure how rank it's going to get in there, but it should be one heck of a good time. Y'all are not going to want to miss out. So make sure to check out Making Eight next week. I'm seeing some comments about there. And you know what? How about Miss Tammy joining us here today? Finally, you know, this young gal's had more trouble getting in and listening to our broadcast and being able to be a part of our shows. So I've got to send you a shout-out. Sure is good to see you on there. TWTX, that's right. We know who you are. We sure do appreciate you for jumping on there with us today. We got a lot more in store for you there, rodeo fans. We only got about 5 minutes left in the show. Want to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us today. We do look forward to seeing y'all out next week as we are bringing you the action from Vegas. So you've got to tell your friends, you've got to tell your family, hey, if you guys, outside of the Thomas and Mack, is going to be covered wall-to-wall, the NFR with, the NFR finals. Y'all will be able to watch each round there, but you can always check out what's going on outside the Thomas and Mack in Las Vegas during the 10 days live on MakingA.com. So make sure you spread the word about us. Get on over to the chat room set up. Y'all can sit back, have a great time talking with us. We're going to be able to interview some special guests from the NFR, might have some PBR guys join us. Just don't know yet. Y'all are going to have to stay tuned to Making Eight, and we'll post up the schedule of who's going to be on what days. So you guys hang tight for that. But make sure you tune in every day. Take the time out to be a part of us, because these shows are for you, okay? Just want to let y'all know, once again, we got to thank Kat Johnson. If you guys have not seen her books, she's got more than just cowboy romance, but she has got some hot, steamy cowboy romance books. My wife is already a fan, and I'm telling you, the books are going to be here for Christmas. She said, that's what I want for Christmas. So hopefully Miss Kat Johnson, you'll be able to help us out with that. We've got to get your books down here, but go check her out, katjohnson.net. Make sure to check out them, as well as Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. Make sure to like them on your Facebook pages. Even if you don't get on Facebook that much, make sure to get over and support them. And post some comments in thanking them for providing a way for us, Making Eight, to be at in Las Vegas. You're seeing some more comments coming in. Thank you guys very much. All the Making Eight Maniacs. Remember, we're still a little short. It's all right. We're going to get it. We keep believing. We just know that it's going to be there. That's why we're going ahead and booking it. We're going to make it happen there, Making Eight Maniacs. You guys together, that's what getting a grip is all about right there. It's just about being part of a team, and you all are part of this team. Team Making Eight, You guys are part of it. We sure do appreciate you. So that's going to wrap up our Lunch Hour Radio show here for the day. I want to remind you, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we're going to talk some more PBR. Of course, we're going to talk some PRCA action, and we get ready to get geared up for Vegas. So we're going to close things out today with a little Vegas remix song that we kind of put together just to get us fired up. Hopefully you guys will too. So make sure to stay tuned until Sunday night, though, Rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. Y'all have a blessed day and get a grip.
Mixed lights and lost figures, man. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. You know you wanna win the round. So when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chair. Yeah.
A rodeo's just a rodeo after riding several years. From old Cheyenne to Houston, they never caused too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy, we'll find out in the end. When that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen.
Las Vegas, back in 05. $1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for. All these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know? If you get through this, you got it whipped. But till you hear the whistle blow, whatever you do, don't let go.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.